With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have her back on, Sonya Greenfield. She's the director of writer management and editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. On the program, we recap the Detroit Lions' victory and the 2023 NFL season opener over the Kansas City Chiefs. We also talk the Lions' offense and defense, quarterback Jared Goff, head coach Dan Campbell, the Lions' next game against the Seattle Seahawks, and more. Sonya is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
36, Goff. Across the ground to the end zone. Detroit touchdown. This is 36. Mahomes throws the cross. It is intercepted on the deflection. Brian Branch, the rookie, ties the game with his first NFL touchdown.
Out of the drop. Montgomery
with some momentum to the end zone for the touchdown. David Montgomery.
Third and two.
Montgomery shifting forward. Has the first down at the 20-yard line. Kansas City takes its final timeout with a minute 42 remaining. Out of timeouts, and the Detroit Lions are right there.
Indeed, it was right there. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio is courtesy of NBC Sports and NBC Universal. And the Detroit Lions handling their business on opening night of week one of the 2023 NFL season, coming into Arrowhead and in the season opener, upsetting the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. Final score 21-20. To talk more about that game as well as the Lions' next game against the Seattle Seahawks, let's welcome her back to the program. She's a diehard Detroit Lions fan, and she's the director of writer management and editor for Our Turf Football, which is a website dedicated to covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective. Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Well, sir, thank you for having me back. I'm so glad to be back so soon.
Well, hey, we had to get you back on, man, because your Lions, they did the unthinkable. They came to Arrowhead. They went to Arrowhead, I should say, and one of the toughest places, not just in sports, but specifically in the NFL. They handled their business, beating Patrick Mahomes and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs 21-20. So, Sonya, give me your takeaways from the Lions' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs.
So I think the biggest thing that they did for me was that they had some mistakes early, not going to lie, but they were able to overcome them. And in the past, the Lions had not been able to do that. And they had a culture of, you know, couldn't do this. But the fact that they were able to kind of overcome some of their mistakes, their rookies really did such a good job. BB with the interception and the pick six, I mean, that really got them fired up. It was one of those games where we were, as Lions fans, I think a lot of us were just kind of like, this isn't going to happen, is it? Like, this couldn't really be about to happen because so many strange things have always happened to the Lions. Overall, they had a couple mistakes at the beginning of the game, but they were able to come back, regroup. They focused on what they needed to do, and they made it happen. And that's what you want to see out of this team this year. So it was a great game. I was really excited, really impressed by them. So, yeah, it was a great game.
Indeed, it was a great game, and I was very surprised on how close it was the whole time. And Detroit, they hung in with the defending champs, handling their business, beating the Chiefs 21-20. I want to start off with the running game for a moment. David Montgomery, who played for the NFC North rival Chicago Bears for many seasons. Now, this is his first year with the Detroit Lions. He had 21 carries for 74 yards and a rushing touchdown in this game. Give me your thoughts on David and his play against the Chiefs.
Again, he did a very good job. He started off slow again, but he just came on at the end and kind of just became that guy that we needed to break, to get those runs in, because they were meaningful runs, especially when he ran in for the touchdown. And so it was really nice to see him play and kind of grind it out, because he was really being tough out there again towards the second half of the game. And so I really enjoyed watching him and just making things happen. And I think that was probably another big takeaway, is that the Lions were able to make things happen this game.
Yeah, there was something. One of the things that the Lions wanted to work on this year was the running game. Of course, when you add Montgomery and then you have Jahmyr Gibbs in the mix as well, they certainly wanted to open that up. And David did enough and handled his business, getting a touchdown and making key plays when necessary in this game. I want to talk about just on the receiving side for a moment. Josh Reynolds, he had 4 catches for 80 yards. Give me your thoughts on Josh and his play in this game.
Really good, solid receiving play out of him. I was really kind of anxious to see what he was going to do. I wanted to see, you know, kind of a little bit more growth from last year. And again, this is our first game, so there's things that are, you know, coming. But I really liked what I saw from him and, you know, kind of being that go-to for Jared Goff. So that was really good. I liked what I saw from him. He was able to contribute, and that's really all I want to see.
All right, indeed, he did contribute. And also, let's stay on the receiving side for a moment. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Listen, Amon-Ra, the last several years, we've talked about him and how he's developed and continued to develop his game to a whole nother level, and he made his contribution felt with 6 catches, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Amon-Ra and his play.
I've always liked, I mean, we've always talked about Amon-Ra and how he's just been such a solid upcoming wide receiver. And I think, you know, this is going to be his almost breakout year. I think that he's going to have a very good season. Again, I think they were just kind of getting started on Thursday night, but I think that this is going to be a very good season for him, getting some favorable matchups. And I see him kind of being the guy on this team. And I think that he has earned that, and he deserves to be that guy.
All right, absolutely. He's definitely earned that right. And somebody that's trying to earn his right at the tight end position, Sam Laporta, the rookie, 5 catches for 39 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Sam and his play.
I think he played overall pretty well. The tight end position has always kind of been a little key, I would say, with the Lions. That's my new word this year, is wonky. But, yeah, it's always been a little wonky. But I like to see more out of that position, us to be able to get, you know, a strong go-to kind of guy. And I think that he will eventually get there. I think if he keeps up with this offense and if we keep dialing up plays for him, I think he'll get to be that reliable tight end that we can defend or depend on. And also, you know, bring some good, you know, run blocking and almost kind of that extra offensive lineman kind of guy, but I think that he will be a very good tight end, a very good versatile tight end for us.
All right, and somebody that's been a versatile player so far for the Lions in a short amount of time, Jahmyr Gibbs, another rookie. He had 7 carries for 42 yards in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Jahmyr and his play.
Again, I liked him. I like what they're doing with the running game and just kind of giving everybody a fair chance to spread out. We've got talent now, and that's one thing that we haven't been able to say for a while in multiple positions on our multiple running backs on this team. And so I really like what they've done with the running back position. And even though it has been a little bit more of a tough spot, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be really great on this team and a very valued part of this offense, and I really like what he's done and doing, and I think that he's going to be a very good running back.
Yeah, definitely sky's the limit for him and just really that whole Lion offense. We're going to get more back into the offense in just a little bit, but I want to talk briefly about the defense for a moment. Certainly a play that changed the course for the Detroit Lions in the opener against Kansas City, Brian Branch. Branch, of course, of Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney. The ball was thrown to him by Patrick Mahomes. The ball comes off of Tony's hands, and guess what? Brian Branch is there to make the play, intercepts it, picks six, and gets a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Brian and that play that changed the fate for the Lions to help beat the Chiefs.
That was such a heads-up play, and he was so in the right spot at the right time. And that's just, you know, that's coaching, but that's also just instinct. He was just kind of there. I mean, Kadarius did not have his best, obviously, but that's what the Lions kind of need to start doing, right, is capitalizing on those mistakes, and that's what we needed to see. And so Brian Branch with that pick six, that was right what the doctor ordered, and just being able to capitalize off mistakes is one thing that the Lions haven't done. And so Brian, I think, is that kind of got him fired up to see more things like that happen.
Absolutely, and it definitely, again, we talked about the offense, but the defense definitely has got to step up big as well, and definitely when you have Brian Branch and other gentlemen on the team, they definitely can make the difference in helping Detroit become a complete team this year. And Alex Anzalone, Jerry Jacobs, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson all had 5 tackles in this game, and man, C.J. was just anywhere and everywhere, especially out in the secondary. Just give me your thoughts on those gentlemen and their play a game against the Chiefs.
CJ was amazing and very impressive and just like everywhere where he needed to be. And so that's what, you know, you like to see in that defensive unit just coming together. Like I said, Alex Anzalone, I want to see more consistency from him this year. And so this is a very good place to start. And I see, you know, all of them working together and just becoming a tough defensive unit. And I like what Aaron Glenn is doing with them and bringing together and just, you know, becoming that reliable defensive unit. I can't wait to see more of that next week.
All right, rightfully so. And speaking of somebody that is continuing to prove his worth, Jared Goff. He completed 22 out of 35 passes for 253 yards and a touchdown pass. And I tell you one thing, Jared was solid, made plays when he had to, and he didn't let the noise and he didn't let the disruption of the fans at Arrowhead get to him. He came in and he was sharp. He was razor sharp in this game. I give him his credit where credit is due. Jared came in and made the plays and definitely made some key passes. Give me your thoughts on Jared's play against Kansas City.
You know, like you said, it is a very tough place to come in and win, and all props to, you know, the Kansas City fans and the Kansas City just environment. It's tough, but he was able to manage it and to just kind of, you know, the noise didn't bother him. And he just, you know, did what he needed to do. He played a very clean game, a very mistake-free game, and just, you know, made the plays, made the passes,
And Dibbity needed to kind of manage that game. And, you know, this is kind of like the Super Bowl Jared Goff that we – I mean, he didn't do well in the Super Bowl, but he's been in that kind of loud environment. So, you know, I'm hoping that he kind of pulled on and relied on that experience to kind of help him here. But he played a very good game, and that's what we need as a game manager, somebody who's not going to make a lot of mistakes, things like that. And so that's what I saw out of Jared, just some clean play. And just he was really good that day. He was really good.
Yeah, Jared definitely handled his business. And like you said, Sonia, he played mistake-free, didn't do too much. And then if you know about Kansas City, you know it's a tough place to play. But he definitely held his composure. He held his own and was able to be effective in the victory. And Dan Campbell, listen, this is year three for Coach Campbell, and now this is taking the next step and getting over the next obstacles and over the next hurdles. And so far, he jumped a major hurdle beating the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in week one. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Campbell and his strategy and being successful in the win.
You know, I think that was a very big step. That was probably his biggest win, I think, so far of his career, is to go in and beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. And, you know, people, you know, the Mike Tirico's of the world, well, there's an asterisk because, you know, Chris Jones is out and Travis Kelce was out. Okay, that's great. But the Lions did what they needed to do. Regardless of who played, they beat the team that was in front of them. That's what they needed to do. And they did that. And I think that's a big statement. Dan Campbell said it himself to the players, you know, I believed in you guys. I knew that you could do this. We knew that we could do this. And so I think that that is really changing the culture in Detroit, and that it's getting built brick by brick and little by little, and wins like this go a long way to, you know, taking the Lions to the next level, which is something that's expected of them this year, you know, to get up into the playoffs and to get that first playoff win. And this, I think, is a big step forward in that progression.
Absolutely. And, hey, the sky's the limit, and it's going to be a long season. Again, it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon, and so far so good. Coach Campbell and the Detroit Lions being successful in week one. All right, so, Sonia, let's jump ahead now to week two, where we have the Detroit Lions. They're going to be at home. They're going to have their first home game of the year going up against the Seattle Seahawks. So Seattle didn't do well in week one against their division rival in the NFC West, the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford went up to the Pacific Northwest and handled his business and decimated that Seattle secondary. So now let's start off with Detroit's defense. So we mentioned some of the key players on the defensive side with Anzalone and Jacobs, also C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You can't forget about Aiden Hutchinson, just to name a few. But on the offensive side for Seattle, they've got Geno Smith. They've got Kenneth Walker III. DK Metcalf, hey, what more can you say about him? Just give me your thoughts on the Lions' defensive strategies to try to stop Seattle's offense.
I have a strange feeling that they're going to be going after Geno. I think they're going to probably send Aiden Hutchinson really after him and really try and beef up that pass rush and just kind of get him to make some bad decisions. I see that can happen. I also think that they're going to try and contain the run. And they were able to do that for the most part in Kansas City. So I don't see why they're not going to be able to contain Kenneth Walker III. Great, great player. I think him and DK Metcalf are very good players. And so, you know, they'll get the respect. But I also think that this team now has more confidence than they had at the start of the season, which, you know, a game ago. But I think that they are, I mean, they're going to be back at home with their fans. It's going to be loud. I see them really going after Seattle.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be interesting right there. You mentioned about Aiden Hutchinson and the rest of the D-line giving Geno Smith and that offensive line the blues, and they're definitely going to take advantage of that pass rush right there, especially in that home opener going to be taking place in the Motor City. All right, let's switch over now to Detroit's offense. So we know about Goff and Gibbs and Montgomery and St. Brown, and also with Reynolds, just to name a few. Seattle's defense, they've got some pretty good players on their squad, too, now with the likes of Quandre Diggs, also Tariq Woolen, and you can't forget about Bobby Wagner. I mean, he's been basically the stalwart of that Seahawk defense. So what do you expect the strategy to be for Detroit's offense to get points against Seattle's defense?
I expect them to kind of pull some tricks out. I think that Dan Campbell just is a guy who, you know, likes to surprise things, likes to shake things up a little bit. So I have some ideas, or I think that they're just going to probably pull out some fake plays and some trick plays and stuff like that that they've been working on, just to kind of keep that defense on their toes. I mean, they respect the Seattle defense because that defense has been, you know, one of the best ones in the league. But I think that, you know, Dan Campbell likes to switch it up, likes to throw in a few, likes to give them a few razzle-dazzles. So I can see that happening to keep the defense on their toes.
Indeed, it's going to be a little razzle-dazzle on the offensive side. And it's definitely going to be more than just razzle-dazzle. It's going to be a ruckus environment in the Motor City as the Detroit Lions have their home opener of the 2023 NFL season against the visiting Seattle Seahawks. And again, you heard it from us. She's Sonya Greenfield, the Director of Writer Management and Editor for Our Turf Football. Again, Sonya, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on with you over at Our Turf.
So we have our weekly podcast on Tuesdays, and you can stream it live on YouTube. So if you go to our YouTube channel, Our Turf Football, you can catch us live every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, we talk about what happened this week and or the past week. And so tomorrow will be our first one where we get to break down actual NFL games. So please make sure you check us out there. You can check us out on Twitter, Our Turf FB. And, you know, we retweet all the stuff. We talk. We like to interact. We ask a lot of questions, all that good stuff. So we are there. We also have our website, archerfootball.com, where you can see some of our articles where we do write. And then we also, that's where also our podcast episodes go as well. So you can catch us pretty much everywhere. We are around. So please, we'd love to interact with you. When you come to our YouTube channel and you watch our podcast live there, you can interact with us, ask us questions. We'd love that. So, yeah, look for us.
Absolutely. And one more time, Sonya, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Our Turf Football and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. So you can find me on Twitter, at mom, RN, Our Turf, you can find on Twitter as well, and that's Our Turf FB. And, you know, we tweet the NFL news, we give our reactions, things like that. We tweet on game day. We sometimes pick a game just and kind of live tweet it and interact with you guys during the games. You can find us on our YouTube, Our Turf Football, where you can watch our podcast live. But, yeah, you can see us anywhere. We love it.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Sonya Greenfield, the Director of Writer Management and Editor for Our Turf Football, which looks at the National Football League from a woman's perspective. So check her out and check them out as well at Our Turf Football. Sonya, as always, again, thank you so much for taking time to be out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much for having me back on, Ed. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate you as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
36 shot across the ground to the end zone. Detroit touchdown. This is 3rd and 6. Mahomes throws across. It is intercepted on the deflection. Brian Branch, the rookie, ties the game with his first NFL touchdown. Side of the drop. Montgomery with the momentum to the end zone for the touchdown. David Montgomery. 3rd and 2. Montgomery shifting forward. Has the first down at the 20-yard line. Kansas City takes its final timeout with 1:42 remaining out of timeouts, and the Detroit Lions are right there.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Order like a Jaguar at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonya Greenfield, Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Check them out as they do great work, as always, over at Our Turf Football. Again, a big special thank you to Sonya for appearing on the program as we recap the Detroit Lions' victory in the 2023 NFL season opener over the Kansas City Chiefs. And until next time, as always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Order like a champ at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Go Tigers!
Order like a champ at Raising Cane's, with tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. You can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Go Tigers!